Most births take place in the hospital, but more and more these days, women are choosing to have their babies at home. It's a combination of cultural and economic forces at play. Here's reporter Eve Tro.
Lorelai Laird is a new mom-to-be.
I am 21 weeks pregnant today, and it's my first, and it's a boy. That's kind of as far as I've gotten.
Well, she's gotten a bit further than that. She knows she wants a hospital birth, and that's just the beginning of the conversations. With her doctor, for one.
I've been asking her questions about things that catch my interest, like squatting for labor and delivery. She knows what she's doing, and she knows what's worked for her, and she's not deeply in love with varying from those things.
And more debates with friends and family.
I've actually had three different people, including my mother-in-law, tell me that I should seriously consider a doula.
If you don't know what a doula is, well, you're probably not pregnant. Doulas are birth coaches. They don't deliver the baby, but a doula could help Laird lobby her doctors for that squatting birth position, for example. Still don't get it? Well, there's a familiar celebrity voice who can tell you all about it.
What's the difference between a doula and a midwife?
That's Ricky Lake. Yes, the actor, Dancing with the Stars tango queen, and producer of a new series of DVDs all about birth options, like...
What's a VBAC?
That would be vaginal birth after C-section. Lake and co-producer Abby Epstein have a whole hour on that, plus an hour of celebrity moms talking about their births, like musician Alanis Morissette.
And she just said, Alanis, I need you to reach down and I need you to pull up your baby.
The series is called More Business of Being Born, after Lake's hit documentary feature that came out 4 years ago.
Have you heard of this documentary, The Business of Being Born, that came out?
Oh yeah, it's famous.
It's famous?
I think, well, among women of childbearing age.
That's Lorelai Laird again. She hasn't seen The Business of Being Born, but she's heard all about it. Women loan it to each other along with maternity clothes. Couples watch it right after their positive pregnancy tests. Strangers approach Ricky Lake to talk about their birth experience.
Well, the response was sort of overwhelming. I mean, it was not anticipated.
The Business of Being Born made her a public advocate.
They were calling me the Al Gore of natural birth.
And many doctors were calling her dangerous. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists condemned the film and reiterated that the safest birth is in a hospital. The Business of Being Born sharply criticized the high C-section rate in the U.S. and the liberal use of the drug Pitocin. The film held up natural birth as an alternative, including Ricky Lake's midwife delivery for her son.
Ricky, open your eyes. You can't pick up your baby.
No way,
Despite the medical controversy, The Business of Being Born is a cult phenomenon. The producers say they have yet to make a dime on their work, but they've undoubtedly drummed up interest in natural birth.
People coming to us saying, you know, we never would have considered something like this, but we saw that movie, and now we just have to explore our options.
Laurel Phillips runs the Santa Barbara Birth Center, a standalone space for midwife-assisted birth. No doctors or surgeons. She says lots of couples mention Ricky Lake when they walk in the door. Phillips made the space appealing. No inflatable tub or mismatched furniture.
This honestly looks like sort of a really nice hotel room.
Uh-huh, it does. Thank you. Yeah.
The center has two birthing rooms with large, comfy beds, polished wood floors, and hand-painted tile, plus big bathtubs where women spend hours in labor. And it has medical gear.
Tucked back there is the oxygen tank and the IV pole, and we are prepared for the normal emergencies that can come along with birth.
The birth center is just a few blocks from a hospital. Women can be rushed there if complications arise. In Pasadena, Cordelia Hannah Chariot delivers babies as a private midwife. She also works as a public health educator for lower-income moms. She says many women want the best of both worlds, the ecstatic experience promoted by the natural birth world with the modern medicine and expertise of hospitals. But
the middle ground of trying to do natural birth in a hospital is the hardest of all.
Because it's a culture clash. She says hospitals today are more likely to induce labor or order a C-section, and women often find their aversion to those practices overruled. But Chariot says there is a countering trend. Many hospitals are now seeking certification as baby-friendly or mother-baby-friendly. That means they're amenable to things like letting moms hold their babies immediately after birth or allowing longer labor times. Chariot calls this progress.
15 years ago, the thought was, we had a live baby, didn't we? And that's all that matters. The baby's alive. They are now tracking rates of repeat C-section, repeats of induction of labor, forcep deliveries, and vacuums, and they're calling those complications of delivery.
Chariot says most doctors and hospitals are not ready to embrace home birth or midwives. But as more of their patients come in asking about natural birth, the medical community has to learn about it too. Eve Troeh, 89.3 KPCC.